In the secret of today's Mass, the celebrant prays, make us worthy, O Lord, to offer these gifts to Thee, and through the mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary, make us so keep in mind the life, passion, and glory of Thy only begotten Son, that we may be made worthy of His promises. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. We ask literally in the Latin to recollect, to remember, to think about, to meditate upon, not to forget, in the secret, but also in the collect of the Mass of the Rosary. In that collect we recite customarily at the end of our Rosary. To remember. It's a bit of a paradox, isn't it? That is to say that the busier we get and the older we get, the more difficult it is to remember. And yet, if we are busy, it's probably because of responsibilities, and it's important to remember. And the older we get, it is important as well not to forget, because some of those memories are precious and must be passed on and must not be forgotten. It is one thing to forget this or that practical detail of life, if the schola, say, doesn't remember what particular introit to intone. But it is another thing if a whole nation were to forget the Holy Mass and the Rosary and all of their Catholic faith. That is a tragedy of forgetfulness. Have you ever seen the license plate of the Canadian province of Quebec? It has their little motto on it, Je me souviens. I remember. And whenever I see that, I always think to myself, my friend, what do you remember? If you have forgotten your Catholic faith, for Quebec is the very model of the Vatican II Revolution, not in a generation, as in Ireland, but in 5 years, they forgot everything. And it is all now just a museum of what once was, lovely to look at, but nothing living inside. What do you remember? Just that you're French and that you don't like people that speak English? They've pretty much made a religion out of that today. And isn't that sad, to have forgotten your faith, your Catholic faith? Some of you had the great grace to live, to raise your family in the happy days before the changes of Vatican II. And you remember, you are precious to us. Some of you remember what it was to live during the reign of the Holy Father, Pope Pius XII, to have the Mass, to have parishes and churches, and a hierarchy, and schools, and all of the rest. Your presence amongst us today, you who remember, is a precious thing, and we ask you, please be in no hurry to leave us, for you are a living link with our Catholic heritage. Others of you, much younger, grew up perhaps in the Novus Ordo and only came back to Catholicism later, and you remember growing up hearing nothing at all about the Rosary or confession or the sacrifice of the Mass. And both of these groups, you who are on in years now but still remember, and you who are much younger, both of these groups have something new to remember. You have seen the victories of our Blessed Lady's Rosary in your own life and in your own lifetime. How God has blessed our church. They wanted to destroy Catholicism, and we wouldn't go along with it. And St. Gertrude the Great Mission, and then church was established. The late 70s, and our first church dedicated in 1980. And our church today counts amongst its members little children who remember their catechism and prayers, last Sunday's first communicant, 5 or 6 years old, all the way up to Fred Hauserman, 100 years old, and all of us in between doing our best not to forget. You remember the Leonine prayers, which were said by the prescription of Pope Pius XI for the end of the persecution of the church in Russia, and how during all of those dark years after Vatican II formally abolished these prayers as part of their document on the liturgy, we kept them up, praying our 3 Hail Marys and the rest, and how quite unexpectedly, in the midst here of our own internecine feuds, the prayer was heard, and the persecution ended, and a short time later, the Berlin Wall came down. And we thanked God for that, and we gave our Blessed Mother the glory of it. And that now, Bishop Sanborn is about to receive 2 Russian seminarians into his seminary. And Bishop Pivarunas is about to ordain a Russian seminarian from Moscow this month. Thank God for the end of that persecution and the victory of the persevering prayer of those Hail Marys. As we grow up, and God grant it, grow old in our faith, how gratifying it must be for all of us to realize, it's just a change of mindset, to realize that the revolution of Vatican II did not work. And that even today, acknowledging defeat, some of its architects are busy trying, for their own bad purposes, to dismantle it. And down it comes, brick by brick, like the Berlin Wall. And the old modernists who are still to be found in seminaries and parishes and in the hierarchy and in Rome, why, they are forced, these old Stalinists, to see their work of a lifetime undone before their very eyes. We must never forget to remember the victories of the Mother of God, especially concerning and by means of the Holy Rosary. So, there are many of you who remember how the Rosary in the 1960s and 70s was downgraded and degraded and mocked. And there was even the odd priest in those heady days of the revolution of 68 who ripped apart rosary beads in front of your eyes during the so-called homily of their service. And now the rosary has quietly come back again. And with it comes victories accomplished and more on promise. I think that the last major attack of the rosary took place not that long ago, during the closing years of John Paul II, not the great, except a great heretic. He wanted to change the number of the mysteries of the rosary and to introduce a new set of Gnostic or New Age luminous mysteries, a favorite term of theirs, so that there should be 20 instead of 15, and thus to destroy the link between the Psalter of David, the 150 Psalms, which are the backbone of the Church's worship and her divine office and public prayer, and the 150 Hail Marys of the Angelic Psalter, as St. Louis de Montfort calls it, the Most Holy Rosary. Now, someone pointed this out to me recently. I've been so struck with this thought. Now, when our Blessed Lady appeared at Fatima, she asked the children to say a third of the rosary every day, which means in the true rosary, 5 decades, 50 Hail Marys. But if you were following this false pope's false new rosary in his count, and you said one-third of the rosary, how many Hail Marys would you then be saying each day? 66.6. The number of the beast, the Antichrist. 666. As I was preaching last spring, this series of sermons about to conclude now on the meditations of the rosary, I came across a spectacularly ignorant article in the Novus Ordo paper of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, which Father Cicada subscribes to still as he is from that city, written by a classic old Stalinist named Skelba, who's one of the revolutionary bishops who hasn't yet realized that it's time for him to be moving on. Well, in his article, he wrote that he was terribly worried that people were back to saying the rosary again. And if you can believe it, even in the Novus Ordo Church, they're saying the rosary in church, in front of what they consider to be the Blessed Sacrament. And in his ignorance, this revolutionary dismisses the rosary as a Marian prayer or devotion, which couldn't possibly be mixed up with anything to do with our Lord. Imagine, could there be a link between Jesus and Mary, between our Lord and our Lady? Not for this man. See how the Novus Ordo works. They always want to divide. They accuse us of being divisive because we will not accept their new religion. And yet they are the ones who are always creating opposition and making division, whereas we calmly have clung to the truth all of these years. And the truth of the rosary is that whilst it is Our Lady's prayer and most pleasing to the Queen of Heaven, it is not so much a prayer to Our Lady as a prayer with Our Lady and by means of Our Lady. She is a mother who is teaching her children every time we pray a decade. She tells us the story. And she teaches us again. She teaches us, like children, how not to fidget and get distracted, to keep the beads in the fingers moving and the lips moving with the beautiful vocal prayers of the Our Father and the Hail Mary, and at the same time, with the head and with the heart, to meditate, to recollect, to remember, to ruminate upon, to go over one of the mysteries and some truth of it for ourselves concerning the incarnation, concerning the Holy Gospel, concerning the life of our Lord and of Our Lady. For us Catholics, we know nothing better than to pray the rosary when possible in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, especially solemnly exposed in the monstrance. The Holy Eucharist is both a sacrifice and a sacrament. And our Lord, in instituting it, bids us, remember me. Do you see then the link, even on the first level, between the rosary, remembering the life of our Lord and our Lady, and the Holy Eucharist, which by means of the adorable sacrifice and sacrament of the altar enables us not just to remember, but to be part of it, to see it present, made alive before our eyes. Everything we're meditating upon in the rosary actually happens again at the altar during the holy sacrifice of the Mass. How could they be linked any more closely? When you carry your rosary with you, you are carrying not only your little portable rope ladder to heaven, you are carrying as well your altar and your communion rail and your tabernacle and our Lord and our Lady. All of that. Remember that. Our Lord comes to us only by and with his mother, and when she comes, her only work is to lead us to her divine Son. Who could ever separate the two? Remember that. Furthermore, remember, too, that while the prayers after low mass were set up by the Pope to be said until the end of the persecution, even many priests have forgotten this, Pope Leo XIII commanded that the rosary during October, and this law has never been rescinded or changed, but hardly anyone follows it anymore. That's very sad. They've forgotten it. The rosary was to be said, the Holy Father commanded, either in the morning during Mass or in the evening before the Blessed Sacrament exposed, every day of October. And this is what, in our own little way, as much as we can, we try to do here at St. Gertrude the Great. How good the good God is that our Lord has enabled us to live long enough to see the victory. And the modernists have been forced, at least some of them, to witness their own defeat. Remember this when you feel cast down and a little bit worried about the way things are going in the church and in the country. Oh, I remember one last thing. It's not by participating in some phony process set up by the secret societies that you are going to save our land or society. It's by remembering to pray your rosary. It is the rosary which, even in modern times, saved several countries, Brazil, Austria, from communism. And why couldn't that happen again today? Why aren't we speaking more about rosary praying and a little bit less about phony politics? St. Francis de Sales, I reminded the children of this on Wednesday, and I want to remind you of it as well. St. Francis de Sales says, pray the rosary with your guardian angel. And I told the children, well, remember, your angel prays a little slowly, so don't go too fast. And remember, your angel is right here, so you don't need to say the Hail Mary too loud, or it will get in his ear. Say the rosary slowly, and say the rosary softly, and say the rosary with your angel. If the rosary is the angelic psalter, the psalms of the angels, how should you be praying it when you say it aloud? Imagine if you came to Tenebrae at Holy Week, or you came to Vespers this afternoon. For most of you, I'd have to say, imagine indeed if you did come to Vespers someday. But imagine if you did, and you came into church, and you heard Father Cicada in the sanctuary, and he was chanting very quickly and very loud, very loudly. And Mr. Hall, maybe, and Patrick were in the back, and they, of course, were going very, very slowly, as is their wont, and very, but also very, very loudly. And if I were someplace in between, and I had my own pace, a third pace, and I wanted to be heard, and I wanted to direct it, hearing such a cacophony, you would say, who could possibly pray in a church like this? And out you'd go, and perhaps with reason. When you pray, make these beautiful words a melody, so that meditation comes easily. Your angel hears you. He's right here. Say it softly. Your angel hears you and is praying with you. Don't speed up. He says he has a hard time catching up with you when you do. Say it slowly. But most of all, say it, all of you, together. Let us remember with gratitude that we have the rosary, that we can pray the rosary and should with our guardian angel. And in praying the rosary, we have the Blessed Sacrament made present to us again by means of a devout communion of desire, a spiritual communion. The things we have lived to see, the victories for which we barely think to thank the Mother of God for. Remember all of these, won't you? The next time you pray, oh, and remember too, to pray well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.